It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 16th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is querulous, also pronounced querulous and spelled Q-U-E-R-U-L-O-U-S. Querulous is an adjective. Someone described as querulous is constantly or habitually complaining. Querulous can also be used synonymously with the words fretful or whining when describing something such as a person's tone of voice. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Ross Douthat. Everyone has a theory about the decline of the Academy Awards, the sinking ratings that have led to endless Oscar reinventions. The show is too long? No, the show is too desperate to pander to short attention spans. Hollywood makes too many superhero movies? No, the Academy doesn't nominate enough superhero movies. A querulous voice from the back row, why can't they just bring back Billy Crystal? English speakers have called fretful whiners querulous since the late medieval period. The Middle English form of the word querulose was an adaptation of the Latin adjective querulus, which in turn evolved from the Latin verb queri, meaning to complain. Queri is also an ancestor of the English words quarrel and quarrelsome, but it isn't an ancestor of the noun query, which means question. No need to complain that we're being coy. We're happy to let you know that query descends from the Latin verb quirare, meaning to ask. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.